All right. As far as the injuries go, Eric Berry and DeAnthony Thomas are going to be listed as out. Jamal went through practice today. And then what we're going to do before we give you any update on it, we're going to see how he did today and how he feels after this practice. But he did practice and he moved around and did a decent job. So we'll see how it all works out. Listen, we look forward to the challenge of playing the Dolphins. We know they're a good football team. We saw what they did with the Patriots down there. And so we look forward to that opportunity to play again against a good football team. And the guys have had a good week of preparation, and we'll get ready to go tomorrow. Tomorrow's a little bit earlier day. We'll get up and hop on that plane and go down and get ourselves ready to go. Time's yours.
I know it's limited out here. You mentioned Jamal Charles. You're going to see how he feels. But I mean, did he look, for lack of a better term, normal to you out there?
Yeah, he did okay. Yeah, he looked a little sore, but he did okay, you know. He worked yesterday, but he loosened up and it kind of went as it went. Yeah, we'll just see how he does.
Have you ever seen someone return from a high ankle sprain in a week?
Well, I actually have. Yeah. I saw somebody return from surgery on an ankle once and did pretty good.
Can you say who it was?
Well, I'll tell you, it was in a Super Bowl, so that can limit it for you. You can go figure it out from there.
Well,
you can figure it out.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not. He didn't pull it. It just fatigued, and so we just backed off and said, you know, we'll go from there. He didn't re-injure. I mean, it's just more precautionary. Let's get it settled down. Not do anything where he re-hurts it.
What's the worst case scenario for him? Like, is that just a case of being safe than sorry with him? I mean, if you play him and he hurts it again, like,
who's this now?
DeAnthony. So like, if he plays it and he hurts it.
Yeah, you don't want to set back. I mean, he's already waited here a couple of weeks, so you don't want to take any setbacks. So that's just a judgment. It's a You go off of how the player feels and what you see and your experience with it.
So Barry's ankle is obviously more severe than Jamal's. Did you get an indication earlier in the week that he just kind of wasn't feeling it? Is that why he hasn't been practicing?
He can't practice. So I mean, it hurts right now. So that's why he's not practicing. And Jamal felt good. He wanted to come out and try it yesterday. We limited him yesterday. Then he came and did some work today. Did work with the ones, and then he did some work on the scout team too. So I'm gonna just evaluate, just see how he feels. Let the docs make a decision, and trainers make a decision from there. We appreciate his effort. He came in and he's pushed through this thing. So we'll make the decision after that.
Is this the first time Parker's gotten a full week of practice as safety? Just doing safety?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did a nice job out here. Yeah.
You don't know how you're going to list Charles yet on the injury?
We'll get that to you. Yeah, I want to see how he's really doing here. So I'll get a better feel on it. You know, if he can't go, he can't go. I mean, they got other guys in practice, so I've got that too. You know, but I want to make sure we give you the right thing here and not tell you something different.
How do you feel with the guys prepared this week, coming off a couple losses as far as effort and being focused?
Yeah, listen, they came out, they worked hard. You know, and it's credit to them that they've put in the time and the effort here, and they've stayed upbeat and positive attitude.
When did you start working Parker in at indoor practice at safety? Was it before the season opener or was it after?
Well, he's kind of done a little bit, even back in the OTAs he did a little bit, okay, and we had talked to him, but he's been in that nickel, the a dime type package the whole time. And so he's had the experience back there from that. And then, but actually in there, this would be the first week that he's just done that, the whole thing right there.
Coach, how related is Barry's ankle injury to his heel / tendonitis?
Yeah, I don't think they're related. Yeah, I don't think that. I think two separate deals. So. Well, before I called you, I was going to go for two.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay. All right.